Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore, and I'm streaming to you live from the U.S. of A. And we also have Jan Christie over in the United Kingdom. Jan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Jan. I am perfect, thank you, and so are you.
Oh,
welcome,
okay.
Everyone.
I'm glad you noticed. Yeah, hi.
And
it's week 104, and we have our lovely Jane Dawson back with us, and today she's going to be reading auras on the phone. Good heavens, I don't know how she does it on the phone, but I was looking up Curlian photography earlier, and according to Google, no such thing exists, but I actually had my aura photographed a few years ago, so it obviously does. But isn't it called Curlian photography? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Yeah, whether it's infrared photography or something, I don't know. But I know they do exist. They exist. When we smudge with the Native Americans, when we smudge with sage, what that does is actually cancel out your aura briefly and changes your energy. That's why it's so beneficial. So,
right. Because I believe it's actually luminosity of the auric field, isn't it? The astral body.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's our projection of this 5 million watt energy or expression of God that we're walking around with. And we are all doing that. And it's going to be fascinating to have Jane on. I'm looking forward to talking to her again. It's always a good show when she's on with us. I have a quick little piece of news with our dear friend and my baby sister, Marika. She sent me, bless her heart, she sent me a recording of the Lakota Four Directions song that she has sung. She's been practicing for a couple of months and recorded it, and I'm going to break out my microphone here shortly, probably in the next day or so, and record my rendition of the Lakota Four Directions song. Then I will mix it into a duet and make a YouTube video out of it. So stay tuned with that.
I'm going to see that. And today I channeled a world peace mantra. So I'm hoping to get quite a few vocals on that. There won't be any music, obviously, because it's more of a chant than a song. So
did you put a bunch of peas into a blender or something and whirl them around?
Yeah, something like that.
world peas?
Yeah, world peas. Speaking of world peas, when I was recording the hymn to the peace that I did with the 5 to 10-year-old children from Burton Wood, I said to one little girl, "What are you singing?" And she said, "Angel of peace, be all everywhere." Angel of peas, she was saying. So it's easy then, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Anyway, so visualize world peace, everyone.
Yeah. We have a happy girl in the chat room, and her name's Sophia, and she's going to be hopefully coming on first to speak to Jane, because she's been waiting the longest, you know, since. In fact, she logged in before you did, Gary. So, anyway. All right, then. Anyway. So I think we'll just have a quick play of a song. Or we bring Jane on, and it's quite an appropriate one. It's by a British sort of institution by the name of Cilla Black. And
Cilla Black, I haven't heard of her in 100 years. Wonderful.
Well, she recorded a beautiful song years ago called "Sing a Rainbow." So here we go. Give it a spin.
Orange and yellow and purple and green, orange and purple and blue, red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow too. Listen with your eyes, listen with your eyes, and sing everything you see. You can sing a rainbow, sing along with me. Sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too. Listen with your eyes, please listen with your eyes, and sing everything you see. You can sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow,
Oh, isn't that a lovely song? But it sounded,
I hadn't heard that in 100 years.
Have you not? No, me neither. But it sounded.
Now, wasn't that kind of music that used to be categorized around your area there in England? Wasn't that called skiffle music?
Well, no, that's not skiffle really. But she's
okay.
From Liverpool, and most of the bands started off as skiffle bands, but the main one was My Old Man's a Dustman. What was his name? Lonnie Donegan.
Yeah,
he was a skiffle band. But that had got into pop music by that time. But the sound from here on any of the songs that I'm playing tonight are absolutely dreadful. So I hope it sounds better live on air. But then I don't think we'll have any problem with Jane sounding bad, because she always sounds like an angel. So are you there, Jane? Are you there?
Jean, are you there? Welcome back to the show. How you doing, darling?
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great to be here. How are you both?
Oh, great. And you?
I am perfect, and so are you.
Thank you very much, Gary. I'm great. I had a bit of a rush to come on the show tonight. As you know, I've been driving like a bit of a maniac come here through mega floods that we're having in Scotland just now. But the last time I was on the radio doing another show, the host had an earthquake 2 minutes before I came on, so it's not quite as bad as that. That was a lovely man in Vancouver, and we did our best with the show.
Anything to work
the spirit. Yeah, you've got to love it, haven't you, guys?
The show, did you make the earth move, Jane? That's the main thing.
Well, I asked him, did I make the earth move for you? But he was Canadian, and he didn't quite get it,
I don't think.
Any Canadians listening, please excuse me that little joke.
And I'm sure there's probably some. But
I hope so. I love the American and the Canadian people. I'm sure you do.
Well, I love the Scottish people, too. I love this Scotch person especially.
Aww. You love Scotch, Gary, don't you?
Yeah, but
I just love Scotch.
He means the drink in the bottle.
Yeah, I know, that's what he means. So we're talking about colour tonight, and I'm really, really excited.
We are.
Because I love working with colour. And the funny thing about colour is that we don't really see all the shades with our human eyes. And you were saying earlier on, Jean, how am I going to read the aura over the telephone?
Yes.
And basically, I'm going to do it with my spiritual sight. And that's really how everyone can read auras. We can all do it. Most definitely, we can all do it. The same way as we can all connect with the angels and the spirit world and all that is, really.
Yeah, well, I think the auras are plants.
Yes, absolutely.
Looking at plants and other things, and looking at the auras, and you can actually tell what is wrong with something, can't you, by looking at the aura of it?
Absolutely.
You can tune in and know what is the matter. I mean, it's only really like tuning into your little children. When your babies are born, mothers automatically tune into the babies and know. Most of them know what the baby's wanting, even though the baby can't really communicate other than crying, you know.
Well, that's an example of intuition or the psychic senses or the reading of the aura, which really the psychic ability is.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's exactly a very good example of what it is. And it also just exemplifies how natural a thing it is. You know, sometimes people think, anything psychic or spiritual is spooky, but it's so natural.
Yeah,
I can never stress that enough to people. You know, it's not anything to worry about or scared of. It's something that will really help you in life if you tune into your intuitive self.
Yeah, well, it's another sense that we don't use every day, isn't it? That we
absolutely
should use it, because we
absolutely
have it. All of us have it. And
we all have it.
It's a degree, so it's just
we all have it, and we all used it when we were younger. I think a lot of it got trained out of us as we grew up in this world. You know, and our parents poo-pooing in a way. Oh, you're imagining things, you're seeing things, etc. Rather mm-hmm. than that quality being nurtured within children.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And so many young children do see auras and see colours from people. And as you say, it's so natural with them. They say to their parents, and their parents just tell them, as you say, they're imagining things, but absolutely not. What they're seeing is with their pure spiritual sight. You know, it's such a fantastic thing. But I chose a card for all the listeners, and it's funny.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I've got some lovely colour cards here, which I've just purchased, and they are fabulous. And I said, I'll pick one for all the listeners. And John, you were talking about being able to know what's wrong with something, a living thing, by scanning its energy,
yes,
looking at its colours. And the card I've picked for everyone tonight is grey. And it says, learn to scan your body. So we can all do that. If we listen to our bodies, we are intuitive enough to know what's wrong with ourselves. We often know better than doctors do, because they tend to treat symptoms.
Mm.
But if you listen and pay attention to your body, it will always tell you what is wrong with it, what it needs. And, you know, the colour in this card is grey. And grey can often talk about tiredness and lack of energy and lack of enthusiasm. And I'm sure some of the listeners will be able to acknowledge that. And the number on this card is 35, and add that together and you've got the number 8. And there you're talking about responsibilities, family, financial, material, self-sacrifice, things like that. So all in all, I know that the listeners are generally not feeling at the brightest and their best today. So I would like to bring some sunshine yellow to everyone, just to address that. So if everyone can just breathe in and just imagine they're breathing in sunshine yellow, a couple of breaths, and they'll feel a lot better for it. I'm doing it as I speak, so I'm feeling the benefit of it already.
Me too.
So am I.
Where's tip? Excellent. So there we are, out of the grey and into the yellow.
Oh.
I'm sure that's nearly a Neil Young song, Gary. Out of the grey and into the black.
I think so, yeah.
Hmm.
I'll have to dig that out of my collection.
Yeah, you will. Anyway, shall we bring Sophia straight on, because she's been waiting about 35 minutes.
Yes, we do have several callers on hold. And yes, we have the 510 area code. We'll go ahead and bring them on right now.
Okay, you do that then, Gary.
So what I'm going to do...
510, you are on the air with Jane.
Did you say something, Jane? Did you want
to... All I was going to say is I'll try and keep the calls more brief this evening so we can get through more people.
Okay.
If that suits.
Okay. Okay, 510, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi to everybody. Hi, Jane. My name is Rachel, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing very well.
Good. Now, are you the same? Are you happy, girl?
No, that was my Sophia. I think
that was Sophia. Oh, that's a shame, because I had done Sophia's colours and I had a lovely reading for her. But not to worry, Rachel. I'll soon do your colours, my lovely.
Thank
you. So you are in California at the moment.
Yeah.
That's correct. Because, Rachel, the main colour I see with you is fantastic orange coming into yellow. So what I'm really seeing is like a beautiful sunset, you know, the golden ball there, the bright yellow gold coming out into the orange. And that is absolutely fantastic colours for you. So I've got to say to you that... orange is an incredibly healing colour, so definitely know that you have healing abilities, okay? And it's also the colour of the artist, so I know that you must be very creative. You may even actually paint or draw, but I know that's certainly within you very, very strongly. Okay, I also know that you have a very inquiring mind, Rachel. Very, very, you have a thirst for knowledge, and that very much needs to be addressed, okay? So you must always continue to learn. I know very much that you have a deep wish to know about the spirit world and the workings of the spirit world and who's round about you. And actually, you have a very strong connection with the spirit world. I feel as if, I don't know whether you're doing anything spiritual at the moment, but I know there's a very, very wise guidance round about you who wishes to come and work with you if you're not already working spiritually. Can you tell me if you are doing anything realistically or spiritually at the moment, Rachel?
Absolutely. I'm very spiritual, and I call upon my spirit guides and loved ones every day.
Fantastic. Are you sitting for development, either psychic or mediumship, or Rachel?
Absolutely. Yes, both.
Fantastic, because that power is becoming beautifully strong with you. Okay, so you must, if you don't have a home circle, do you understand what I mean by home circle? A group of people that will sit with you to develop.
I'm taking a Reiki class right now.
Reiki class. Okay, what's it, Rachel, is drop me an email after and I'll describe this a little bit more for you. But I know that you're a fantastic killer. I know you also have very strong mediumship abilities. And I know that you have very strong inspired writing abilities. And I know that there's very strong inspiration in the arts with you. Do you have a little girl at home now? Do you have a child?
I don't have any children.
You don't? What age are you, please, Rachel?
I'm 55.
You're 55? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there's the energy of a little girl very, very close with you who will work with you. Okay, and you'll be told this again by someone, and she is wearing a yellow dress too, and I spoke about sunshine, and I spoke about upliftment, and this child's energy comes to bring this wonderful upliftment to you, okay? Now, you're in totally the right place for you to live, but I do have to talk to you about the energy of the sea and the energy of the dolphins. That is particularly healing towards you and in your healing work.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Are you happy with that then, Rachel?
I am. You described me to a T, and I appreciate that.
That's perfect.
You were right.
And it's mainly soul. I'm trying to stick with the soul and the aura readings. So this is really a lot of what about your purpose in life is as well, okay? Now, I do know that 5 is a very strong number with you just now, and you can expect a lot of changes coming into your life if they haven't already started.
Yes, I'm waiting for them to happen. I'm kind of stuck in life right now.
Right, you don't need to be stuck. Keep asking your angels. Do the things that I've suggested to you. Drop me an email after the show because I want to just talk to you a little bit more about mediumship. Okay, I feel that's very strong with you.
I will.
And doors will start to open, be assured, okay? But as ever, you have to take some action yourself to let this happen, okay? There, I do feel if you haven't already got a partner, there will be a partner coming into your life. Do you have a partner currently?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm looking where there's someone younger coming into your life, okay? Also connected with spiritual situation. Can I leave you on that note, honey? I have a grandmother here for you. She just wants to be known to you. I believe she was Jewish, but she just wants to be known to you.
I'm not Jewish, and I don't have a grandma who's Jewish.
Right. Well, there's a lady in the spirit world. She feels very, very much like a grandmother, and she's Jewish. Okay, if she's not a grandma, she'd have that kind of energy. Think about it. She most definitely will be known to you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Angel blessings,
thank you.
Sweetie.
And I'll be in touch. Bye. Bye-bye.
Be in touch. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, thank you for that, Rachel. That was great.
Oh, she's lovely, Rachel.
Yeah. And yeah. I've got a question from someone in the chat room. Would you be
okay.
able to answer that one? And it's Kiara. And
Kiara.
She's saying for the last few weeks, things have been going bad for her and it feels like everything is working against her. Is there anything coming from spirit on this? I've
is
asked her if she can call in.
Is it Kiana?
Yeah, Kiara, is it? Yeah.
Kiara. Okay. Well, the colour I see is green very, very strongly with Kiara or Kiana. And I know this is talking about new opportunities and new openings coming for her, okay? But I know that she's very much stuck in a rut and she needs to take her mind above. She needs to think outside the box and look at new avenues and pathways of doing things and making her way in the world, okay? There's someone singing around her, okay? Whether it's heart or whether it's someone in the spirit world, I'm not sure. But I can hear beautiful singing around about her, and I know this is to encourage her. And with Kiara, I also feel the energy of nature very, very strongly with her. And I want her to be out in nature, and I want to be connecting with all those elemental beings who are in nature. You know, I want to see her really, I'm going to see her rolling about in the grass, and that sounds a bit rude, but really that close, tree hugging, you know, really, really embracing nature and the wonderful healing potential that has. I also feel there's a dog bounding along with her, so if she doesn't have a dog presently, she must know where there's a dog in the spirit world that will accompany her any walk she goes. So I hope that's okay for Kiara. I've got to say, encouragement is the watchword, and support, take support where she can get it.
Great.
Okay.
That's perfect. Excellent. How are you doing? You ready for the next caller?
I'm doing good. I'm loving working with colour.
Great.
Colour okay, and callers.
We have several. We've got 8 callers thus far, and 513 is next. We'll bring them on. 513, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jane. Hi, everyone. My name is Patty, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Patty.
Oh, hi, Patty.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, Patty. Now, I'm just looking in your colours here, and I do feel that your life feels a little bit stuck at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Okay. So, first of all, I hope you breathed in the yellow that I was talking about at the beginning of the show, because I know very much I want that for you. Okay, that beautiful. Excellent. And I also want you to breathe in some blue as well, because I want the calmness and the healing coming to you along with sunshine and that beautiful upliftment there. Okay. Have you had a bereavement recently around yourself?
Not for a long time, no.
Not for a long time. Okay. Can I ask, please, then, do you feel you're still grieving over someone?
Not so much, no. I lost someone about 4 years ago, and I feel I've kind of healed from that. But I still suffer from depression here and there, you know.
Yes, I do feel... I do feel that you have unhealed grief, okay? Have you also got a pet in the spirit world, a dog?
Yes.
Uh-huh, because that dog is very much around you, but I know that it's coming forward just now to give you unconditional love.
Aww.
You know, this is what animals often come around us when they know that we need it.
Mm-hmm.
The colours that I saw with you first were brown and they were yellow. Unfortunately, the yellow was a little bit cloudy. So I know there within you there is a real need to learn, a real need to know your path in life, a real need to know the reason why for things. But unfortunately, because of your state of mind just now, you're not getting the connection as well as you should with your inner self and with those who love you in the spirit world to let you just understand that. So I really need you to do a bit of meditation, to do a bit of relaxation, to try and clear your mind, okay? The colour I got most strongly with you at first was brown. So I know here that you're a very down-to-earth lady, but brown also does talk of depression.
Yeah.
But I know as well it talks about being very, very practical. So I know you're a very practical lady. But I know as you go about your day-to-day life, you don't actually realise the benefit you have been to people and animals and living things round about you. So I've got to remind you about that, okay? I've got to remind you of the wonderful gifts you have and the wonderful abilities. You also have a healing ability, and you're very much a hands-on healer doing things for people.
Yes.
Do you do any charity work for animals at all?
No, but I'm open to that. I'm thinking of taking a healing class.
Excellent. You'd be a fantastic animal healer. I can see you going into like the dog pound or a small animal centre and healing, okay? And also, I need to speak to you about dowsing. You'd be a fantastic dowser. Do you know
okay.
what those is?
Are those with the rods and they
the
cross together?
The check it out. I think you'll find it very useful when you're
okay.
diagnosing. I think you'll be able to diagnose, and I think once you look into this, it's going to lift you so much. You'll believe how different you feel. And I know that the angels are desperate to work with you, so if you're not already asking them, please ask them to work with you, okay? And it's very important that you ask the spirit world and the angels to bring you healing every day and every evening. You
okay.
first, others later.
All right, I will.
I have to give you a beautiful bunch of tulips from the spirit world.
Aww.
Red and yellow ones.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Okay, my darling. So,
thank you
most
very
definitely,
much.
Better times all round.
Okay, I will.
Okay, honey.
Thank you so much.
Good luck and angel blessings.
You too.
Love and angel blessings too. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
Now we're gonna have to get Happy Girl on. She's been waiting forever.
I've got her now. This is 415 area code. We'll go ahead and bring her on right now.
Thanks, Gary.
415, you are on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your
Thank
name and where are you calling from?
Thank you. I'm calling from the country of California, and my name is Sophia.
Ah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi. Well, I guess sometimes you have to wait for good things. Jane, you've trained with some of my most favorite people, like Gordon Smith and Doreen Virtue.
Doreen Virtue, yes. In California, actually. And where was that place she was? Maybe you could remind me. Beautiful.
She's in Southern California. I think your website said Long Beach. I don't know, but
That's
I thought
right.
she lived in.
No,
yeah,
Long
I know
Beach.
She lived by the. She lives by the beach, I think.
She lived in Laguna Beach. That's where we went. And she
okay.
and she lives in Hawaii now to be near the dolphins. So I understand, but. I love California, and I do intend to come back as soon as I can.
Good.
But I did your colours first, Sophia, and I knew blue, 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 sea blue, and that's before I even knew where you lived. It's
okay.
very, very dominant. It's vital to you. The sea is vital to you. Do you actually live on the coast now?
I'm actually by the bay. Actually, I love water. And what you say is true. I just feel better when I'm by water.
It's vital for you. Your water sign?
My sign? I'm actually a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn. Well,
yes, it's Libra rising, and I think Neptune in my first house.
Neptune, okay. Well, maybe that's water element there. But do you paint?
I don't paint. I actually used to sketch, or I've taken some
yes.
sketching classes, yes.
Right. Because I feel that's really something that you could develop and could develop with the help of the spirit world here. Because I feel with the blue as well, you're quite a dreamy lady, Sophia. And I mean that in a beautiful way. You go off into little meditation, little daydreams, and that's actually very health-giving for you. I have to speak to you about the dolphins as well. Again, you're another lady, the energy of the dolphins is so very strong with you. And I don't know if you've ever swam with the dolphins, but if you haven't...
I haven't swam with them, but when I was in Hawaii, I definitely took a boat trip and we saw them, and they're just precious.
Oh, that's a massive connection with you. And I also want to give you a blue crystal. It's blue, blue, blue with you all the way, like a topaz or something.
Okay.
Is that blue? Tourmaline, that's the kind of thing I want to give you. If you don't have one of them, I feel I've got to ask you to purchase one. And I feel
okay.
there'll be a fantastic connection here. Now, blue is a color of healing, so you must know that you're a healer.
People say that, I guess. Where I go, people tell me their life story.
Exactly. So you are an absorber of other people's pain. But you are a fabulous healer. This blue shows me so much. And it also shows me the calming effect you have on people. This life that you're living just now, Sophia, is a life of service very much to others. Although you must have your own time, because meditation is very, very important, and yoga. If you're not doing either of those things, you really have to do it. And the outdoors, and the shoreline and the sea, all these things are massively important to you, okay? And this is where you'll get your inspiration, through the seashore and through the water. Just sitting there, you're going to have some wonderful, wonderful inspiration. And I'm aware of a guide and an angel who want to show themselves to you. And I really want you to be like sat in a rock and looking out, or, you know, sat in the sand, and you're going to have a really feel beautiful visions, really beautiful visions. Okay, and I know Archangel Michael works with you. I don't know if you've asked him, but I know that he works with you.
Was that Raphael or Michael?
Archangel Michael. Archangel Raphael as well, because I know you have green in your aura as well. And I know here that there's a chance for you. There's new openings coming for you should you wish to take them, but sometimes
I feel that very much. Some new things are coming, because I'm getting up at night and I'm meditating, and then I'm like cleaning and in the middle of the night. It's weird.
Okay. Don't worry about it. This will go on for another 6 to 9 months. It's a shift in your energy. I very strongly feel that. I do feel with you, you're going to have some amazing experiences. And I do feel as well that you can write. You should write. You should start writing things down. Okay, that's very, very important as well. And I want to see where you're living in a very uncluttered environment with predominantly white.
Yes.
Does that sound like your house currently?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, well, right on the bullseye.
Perfect, and that's perfect for you. And I also want a canine companion for you.
Oh, that would be a first, okay.
Okay, I think you find the energy. Dogs are wonderful creatures, absolutely wonderful creatures, and you'll have a wonderful connection. Okay, my darling.
Do you see a romance coming?
Well, I just told you to get a lovely dog. So, why don't you get a lovely dog? And Gary, close your ears. But sometimes dogs are better companions than men. Why don't you get a lovely dog?
Oh, I have to agree.
Walk along the beach and see who you bump into. I'm serious about this. And I know here that I want you painting, and I want you painting the sea.
Okay.
And many things like that. So definitely, I want you to start manifesting this for yourself.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Do you know Betty is Sophia?
See,
thank you so much.
Manifesting. Yeah.
Sophia.
Yes.
Do you know Betty is sweetie?
I say that again. Betty?
No. Do you know who Betty is?
No.
Well, there's a Betty shouting forward from Spirit for you. And she's an older lady. I do want you to think who it is, because it's someone that you should know very much so.
Okay.
She may have been Elizabeth, but Betty, she shouted through.
Okay. I'll definitely reflect on that.
Okay, my darling.
Thank
Angel
you so
bless.
Much. You're very lovely. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Sophia. Thank you for your
Thank
patience.
You. Not Sophia. A problem. The spirits were testing me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No, don't they, Gary?
Okay, yes, and we have 818 area code next, and then 607 is on deck. So we'll go to 818. You are on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Marie, again from California.
Oh, hello.
You have a lot of fans
How
in California.
You? How are you this evening, darling?
I'm sorry?
Are you good this evening?
Yeah, except it's early afternoon for me.
Oh, it's early afternoon. Okay. Are you good this afternoon, then?
I am, yes. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Lovely to speak to you. How can I help you, Marie?
I was just wondering what you saw for me in relationships or anything. I don't mind hearing about anything that you can pick up.
Okay. Well, firstly, I know I have the colour yellow for you, and I have the colour green, but I do want to just firstly encourage you to be as optimistic in your thoughts as you can be, Marie. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, sorry. A helicopter.
Can you hear me okay?
That's fine. Yeah, sorry. Just got a lot of noise.
Uh-huh. Right, okay. So I need you to be really, really positive in your thoughts. And you're another lady that I really want to breathe in the yellow and just feel that gorgeous, happy, sunshiny color just flowing through your body, flowing through every cell. And I would love you to get a large bunch of sunflowers, put them in the middle of your living room or your dining room. And I'd love you just to look at them and just feel the happiness radiating from them, because that's what I want to give you. I want to give you happiness. I want to give you contentment. I want to give you peace of mind, because I feel very much these are things that you're needing.
Okay. How did you know? I had just walked outside and I'm like burning in the sun right now.
I don't know, but are you in view of sunflowers? Do you have sunflowers there?
No, I'll have to buy some.
Get yourself a beautiful big bunch of sunflowers. They're going to uplift you so much. Okay, I also have to talk about the rainbow energy too. So I know here that you need every colour of the rainbow. So I know that your energetic system, your chakra system is just needing cleansed and cleared. Now, do you know about chakras?
I do, but not very much. I know that they can be screwed up sometimes.
Right. Okay. So I want you to go on and download. You can probably do it with Divine Virtue, a chakra clearing exercise. This is very. I really want to encourage you to do this, because the energy is not flowing through your body as it should, and that is affecting your mood. Also, the food you are eating, not entirely good for you either. I do feel that you very much have an intolerance to something in a bread-like product you're eating. I don't know whether it's rye bread or something like that, or something not quite agreeing with you. And it's clogging you up internally. Okay. And I do believe, I've been told here, you have to drink white tea. You have to drink white tea.
Oh, I love white tea.
Excellent. Okay, so that's to be your drink of choice. All right, my darling. And what colour? So the yellow. I've spoken a lot about the yellow. Very much we want to bring you happiness. You've to ask angels. Archangel Jophiel is the one for you. Ask them to come close and to bring you happiness and healing. Okay, and I want you to ask the angels to bring you happiness and healing into your life, okay? And I've also to give you green, where I need you to go and look out new opportunities, because I have to say to you that they won't come to you if you're sat at home. You've got to get yourself out there and get mixing, get some sunshine into your life. And I have a gentleman in the spirit world who's telling me you are the sunshine in his life. And I do feel that would be your father in spirit.
Well, exactly, yeah. Spread that sunshine around. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, my darling.
Sorry, what was the name of the angel you said?
Jophiel.
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 Okay. I will definitely look into him.
Okay, Marie. Take
Thank
care,
you
honey.
So much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Oh, could I ask a quick question, please, Jane?
Of course you can.
Get the next caller on. Jada in the chat room is asking if there's any sign of any romance for her, because her biological clock is ticking. And she's
actually
running out of time.
She's running out of time, bless.
Yes, she is. Jada, is that? Jada.
Jada. Okay, the first colour I see for Jada is blue. And I wonder if Jada is a healer or if she has looked into healing, because I do feel that she would be a great healer, but also she's a visionary. Oh, that's interesting. That just came to me. Jada, you're a visionary. Isn't that fantastic? You must go on your gut feelings. It is totally, totally important to you. Also, she needs to call down healing. She must ask the spirit world for healing every day, every morning and every evening. And I also want to give her a rainbow. And again, as I said to the previous lady, she needs to breathe in all the colours of the rainbow, one after the other, and check out a chakra clearing exercise for her. I want to bring forward the purple particularly for her. So I know that she's got a very strong spiritual base here. And I know that she's very, very good at manifesting. So I want her to manifest the perfect partnership for herself. She could also ask the angels to help. Archangel Shamuel is the angel of relationships. But she's going to have a dream in which her partner, her new partner, will appear. Ask her to just ask the angels to help with that. A new partner will appear. But I have an image coming very strongly to me here, and I think it may be someone in the spirit world, but it's a man who has passed before his time, and I know that he has a tattoo on his left arm, and I know that I'm looking at sort of ginger hair and a ginger moustache and a sort of bald head. So I feel that as someone trying to connect with her. It may be on a brotherly link. I hope she can understand that. I really hope she can understand that. But she's a very independent lady. I have the red coming in. Very independent, very determined. There will be a mediumistic ability with her, although she probably doesn't know that yet. But I just have to say to her that sometimes has to bend with the wind a bit more and just accept and go with the flow. That would be my watchwords for Jada.
Oh, I hope she heard that. She's in the chat room.
Well, that's good advice for anyone.
Yes, it is.
Bless you, Jada.
Relax and go with the flow.
Mm.
Go with the flow. Yeah, sometimes people, you know, they have thoughts in their mind and there can be a touch of there's my way or the highway, and it's so easier for us all to fall into that. I do feel twins around Jada somewhere, so hopefully our biological clock will jump into action very short.
Twins, yeah, you better get
for what
it.
You
like,
wish
biological
for.
Clock is still
and I've just to mention finances with her as well. She has to focus on her finances, and there are some very high energetic people working with her, so she doesn't need to have no doubt about that.
Great.
Wow.
Okay, so how are you holding up, Jane? You ready for another caller?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm going to have a quick drink of water while your next caller comes
have
on.
Have a quick drink of water, and while you're sipping on the water, I'll bring on the next caller.
Well, in the chat, they're saying she sounds like she's underwater. But I was just...
Really? That's, that's our Skype connection. Yeah, we're all piggybacking here.
It's not a very good day.
You got to love it.
Is there any way I can improve it?
No, it's not you. It's Skype.
Okay.
Let's ask the angels what they can do.
Yes.
Let's go on to the next caller. It's from a 607 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. 607, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jane. My name's Catherine Ferris, and I'm calling from upstate New York.
Catherine, hello. How are you doing?
Catherine. Hi, Gary.
How are you, Catherine?
From Gary. I'm okay.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
How can I help you this evening, or today, or lunchtime, this morning, or whatever time it is with you, Catherine?
Yes,
how
it's
can I help
early
you
evening. It's early evening.
Evening. Okay.
And I guess I just an aura reading and see what you see.
All right, my darling. Okay. The number one thing I have to say to you is that there are so many of your family members in the spirit world, and they just want to come round you closely and bring you love and comfort and healing. Okay, so I hope you accept that from. I know I have a lady here, and I feel it as your grandmother, and you would have bear quite a strong resemblance to her, and she just wants to come in with the rest of the family and give you so much love. Okay, so that's number one thing. Please know that they're around you. Now, I have a selection of colours with you, brown, red and blue. But I feel your colours are all a little bit muddied just now, Catherine, so I don't think your energy levels are all that fantastic. Would you agree?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree.
I feel you would agree, okay.
I would agree.
I feel there's quite a lot of fatigue with you, and I feel that physically you're really not feeling all that great, and I wonder if you've been checked out by the doctor or if you feel the need to be checked out by your doctor.
No, I don't feel the need. I feel the energy drain is really from a personal conflict I'm having with someone very close to me.
Okay, all right. Well, there certainly is an energy drain, but I do feel that it is affecting your digestive system,
okay,
right from your esophagus right through your digestive system. So I would urge that if that is very, very bad with you, because I do see the colour red there, and I know that it must be inflamed. So I do suggest a two-pronged attack here. Attack one is the mental way, which I want to send you blue, and I want you to breathe in the blue for the calmness and the healing. And physically, I don't want you to let physical symptoms drag on without getting them checked. And that is not to frighten you in any way, shape, or form. That is just to assist future comfort, if I can use those words, okay?
Okay.
Now, I know I've spoken a lot about dogs tonight, but do you have a dog around you just now, Catherine?
Oh, yes. He's sitting right next to me. I'm on
He's
his couch.
Right... Oh, beautiful. Okay. Would you know where you have a little spaniel, either with you or in the spirit world, a little black and white? It looks like a spaniel to me.
Mm-mm. No.
Nope. Okay. Because I feel that spaniel very, very strongly with you. Okay, and I know if it did belong to you, then it belonged to someone in your family or around your group in the spirit world. Okay, and this little spaniel's coming forward, and it says, it's not saying it because spaniels don't speak, let's face it. But what it wants you to do is take the comfort from, you know how the spaniel's ears are beautifully silky and gorgeous to touch? And it's just for you to give you that little bit of luxury and that little bit of warmth, that little bit of loving, because you're needing all those things just now. You need to be really kind to yourself. I want you also to breathe in the colour orange, and I want you to do this 20 times in the morning. You can get to an open window or outside, breathe in orange for 20 intakes, and that is really going to help your energy levels. Okay? Can you also wear red, please? Can you wear red?
Do I, or you want me to?
Can you wear red?
I can. I don't usually wear red, but I certainly can.
No. Yeah, okay. Red or orange, I'd like you to see wearing until your energy levels boost, okay? Now, as we're talking, I'm very much aware that you are being sent healing from the angels. I've got to say from God and the angels, not just from the angels. I've got to say God and the angels. So if you're praying to God and angels for help, you must know this is being sent to you, okay?
Yeah.
And they're bringing it down on the blue ray, the blue healing ray. Now, I want you to ask the angels for advice with this personal issue you have just now. And I want you just to ask them to please sort it out for everyone's highest good and leave it at that. I want you to have the confidence to know that this will be sorted out in your favour.
Yeah.
Does that help you, honey?
It helps. It's still hard to go through, but I do trust and believe exactly what you said, and that's what I've been doing.
It was hard to go through. I can feel how lonely and fed up and depressed and down you're feeling. But, you know, that's why I said to you at first how much your family and friends in the spirit world, what a close circle they're forming around you. And you should be able to feel them round about you because they are so close in their support and their love and their healing energy. And I know that your dog senses them. But watch for when the ears go up and the attention's paid to something that you can't see because he senses them.
I also think that she actually has a lot of support elsewhere, too, not necessarily in the spirit world, but those around her, too.
Absolutely. But I'm sure that she knows about the support you have this side of life, Catherine. So sometimes don't always know about the support you're having from your loved ones on the other side of life. But I've got to tell you that most certainly so. And don't give up the fight, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, darling. Angel blessings.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Thank you, Gary.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and also, animals always bring us loads of unconditional love.
Absolutely.
In fact, they teach us how to love, don't they, really?
They absolutely do. I mean, they give, and they really ask nothing in return, apart from the occasional bonio or something like that.
Okay, I have a quick question from the chat room, and they want to know if they will be making a move this fall from Indiana to California. Someone else does want to go to the nation of California, apparently.
Indiana to California. Okay.
In the fall.
Right. Now, it's funny because is this a male or a female caller?
It's a female, I believe.
It's a female. The first color I had for her was a beautiful aqua blue. So I have to say to this lady that she's very much a humanitarian. That's number one. I know this has nothing to do with her move, but she's very much a humanitarian. So if her move has anything to do with her work or humanitarian causes, then she must do that. Now, they have quite plainly showed me the stars. It looks like the Milky Way or something like that. So I do believe I have to say to her that her path is set out in the stars. So when she makes her decision, she has to stick by it. Okay? But I'm just going to choose a colour card for her. And I move enjoy clear hearing. And the card is 15, which talks about changes. So I feel it's very likely that she will move, okay? And what she must do is ask her angels for their advice, and she must listen for the answer. And I want her particularly to listen out to songs and poetry where we're getting the answer coming in there, because this is a little way that those in the unseen world can speak to us. I do as well want to say to this lady that the angels work with her, and she has a beautiful, she's a beautiful clear channel for spirit. So I like her vibration very, very much. And I have to say to her as well, please don't lose any more sleep over anything, because the decision that she make will be the right decision. I have to, the colour red's now coming in for her, and I have to talk about her independence. She needs her independence. She needs to be autonomous. Now, there's a big word for Monday night, but she needs to be able to do her own thing. So she's a lovely lady, but she's a mixture of characters, a mixture of characteristics within herself. So I can imagine this causes confusion for her at times. But she's very much being guided, and not to forget that. I have to talk about the three wise men. It's as if the three wise men are guiding her. So I hope that makes some kind of sense to her.
Okay, great. Yeah, I hope so too. So how are you holding up? Are you ready for the next caller?
I'm doing good, yeah. Love to
All
speak
right.
next caller.
Let's go on to the next caller. It's at 951 area code. So go ahead and bring them on. 951, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Natasha calling from California.
Hello, Natasha.
Another California.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
You're going to have to move there, Jane.
Don't tempt me. I'm just hoping someone invites me over, Sean. I would love that. But hint, Natasha. But how are you today? Are you good?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say that again.
How are you today? Are you good?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
You're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're very similar colours to the previous lady from California with the yellows and browns. That's very much what I'm feeling with you. And as I speak of these two colours, I just want to talk about honeybees with you as well. Isn't that weird? But I do want to encourage you here with any ailments you have to treat them with honey. I don't know whether you take Manuka honey or not, but I just feel that would be really, really, really good for your system, your immune system, okay, and for your digestive system as well.
Hi.
Now, do you have problems with your ears, Natasha?
My ears?
Do you,
not that
do you
I've
ha-
noticed. Not that I've noticed.
Do you have
no.
buzzing or ringing in your ears?
You know what? Lately, I've been feeling a little bit of buzzing in my ears. I will say that.
You will say that. Okay. I'm very much aware of this here. And I do feel there are two reasons for it. One is the physical situation, which I'd like just to get checked out. Nothing scary, but just to keep me happy. And the other thing is that there is the spirit world are trying to come through to you to send their love, their guidance, and their assurance that everything's going to be all right. Is your father in the spirit world, please, Natasha?
Yes, yes, he is.
Yes. And I feel in particular, this is who's coming forward with a lot of love to you. And would you understand why he's trying to whisper in your ear and why he's trying to give you encouragement? Because I very, very much feel that. And like the previous lady, you have a lot of family there wanting you just to know that they're there. You are very much loved. Okay. Now there is also a child comes into your energy. I don't know whether this is your child or not, but very much acting like a little angel to you. I'm very much drawn to the colour white here, white with her. And I know that's a beautiful, pure energy coming to you. So I know that you are very pure of intentions and a very kind and giving lady. But I know as well sometimes you've been taken advantage of there. And I am being made aware that I have to give you the colour blue, both for calmness and for healing. So I need you just to breathe in that beautiful colour blue. And you're also being encouraged to swim. Because I feel as if you could do it a little bit extra physical exercise, okay? I feel that would lift your mood, because with you, again, sometimes your mood dips and you get quite fed up. And can I say to you, please, to stay off the cookies? Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Because that is a message that's coming through quite strongly here.
Okay.
So, I do feel with you there is a need to, I feel you're a bit stuck in a rut as well. So I need to just to get out and just to socialise and just to get another hobby or something that interests you very much, just to lift you out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
okay,
true.
My darling. Does that all make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It all makes sense.
Okay, my darling. Angel
you,
blessings
Natasha.
To you.
Thank Aww. You.
Thank you. Bless you.
Do you want to take a quick break while we just play a nice, beautiful, uplifting song called, uplifting even, called Fields of Gold?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love that song.
Okay. Are we okay? How many callers do we have on still?
We have five yet, and the next caller will be a Skype caller, 1111, when we're back.
Okay. We'll just play this song. Give Jane a break for a minute and let her get a drink. Okay, here we go. Breathe in the energy of this one.
Among the fields of gold. Oh,
now, and I think people in the chat room can hear us. So I don't know whether people out there in Cyberland or the radio land could hear us or not. But anyway, we're going to
hear you much better. And we have one more caller.
Oh,
and I'll go ahead and bring them on really quickly. It's from an 818 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. 818, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
We've only 4 minutes, so we're going to have to get a move on. We've got next week, Decahedron next week.
Decahedron's back on with us next week.
Yes,
excellent.
He plays the harp. Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Mm.
818, are you there? Hello?
Is this the same caller? I was just listening.
Oh, okay. We'll go ahead and
mute you
then. No, that's okay.
But I'll take another reading if you're...
We've actually got 4 minutes left, and we're going to have to say goodnight, God bless, and play out with a song because the time has run away with us as usual. He does it every time. Jane is going
to. Does that every time for Jane Dawson?
Yeah. So if you call back in then on the 7th of November, or tune in next week for DEC, and we're going to say goodnight, God bless, and thank you everyone for being here, and thank you for helping to co-create the wonderful energy. And thank you to Jane.
Thank
Dawson,
you,
Gary.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, darling. Thank you for being with us again.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Sean. Love to all the listeners.
Yes. Bye,
much
everyone.
Love.
Thank you,
Any
Gary.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you, Jan. Bye, everyone. I love you all.
Look, we'll have time for miracles, shall we, Adam Lambert?
Ooh,
wow, I love
a miracle. Let's do a miracle.
Yeah.
I need a miracle.
Night. God bless everyone. We love you.
I love you all. Good night.